Previously on A Pint of Cthulhu Fallout. Gertrude's first in-narrative simp has managed to track down our intrepid explorers. After discovering the object of her obsession, the lovely ghoul Beverly Jane has decided to join our group, and successfully managed to ingratiate herself within it. Surprisingly enough. After a quick conversation and a duel with some raiders on the way back to the hospital, Beverly managed to prove her strengths and a couple of her weaknesses, and the team have now made it back to the hospital intact with the head of Alex. The team sees a familiar sight in front of them, the looming presence of the hospital in the fading light. Outside at the guard post is old Eagle Eye. He gives a smile as they're approaching and gives off a bit of a laugh when he sees their cargo. Looks like you took the job of headhunting a bit too literal.
Do you want it?
No, doctor's inside. God damn, Sarah Jane's gonna be impressed you've managed to tame another super mutant on the way, Winnigan.
Yes, we're getting quite the collection here, aren't we?
That one's creepy.
I couldn't agree more. Who knows, perhaps your resident beast tamer will want to take this one on.
Perhaps, you'll have to see her.
Suppose we should head inside then.
Eagle Eye, very in a friendly manner, opens the door for you and lets you pass.
Oh, all this right. One opened the door for us and actually held it open unlike the dick before.
hey, Eagle Eye, does the big guy still kind of mad at me? He's pretty mad when we left last time. He's still pretty mad at me.
Oh, I don't know, Billy Bob. He hasn't spoke to anyone since.
Oh, God. Oh.
He just sits staring at the corner.
Oh.
He still hasn't put on those pants.
Oh, his dick's just hanging. Oh,
yeah, even his scrot looks sad.
Oh, man, sad scrotums are the worst. Okay, well, I appreciate it, Eagle Eye.
All right, and slightly dejected, Billy Bob follows the rest of them into the reception. In the reception, you find that the regular team is there. You've got Dr. Morin at his desk. Try to remember. Steelheart, that was his name. Old David at the place with the supplies. His little supply docket. And the two guards sitting in the room today are Emily at the top, which is the strange snake-like woman that Billy Bob recognised from the night search. And you've also got Tom Green at the right hand side here, just flanking the doctor.
Not Hank or Josh. Oh, I see that Snufflepuff has got a secretary job. How wonderful! She's a learned pup.
What? Yeah. Why the dog on the computer?
How talented. First knife, now this.
There's also Time's two of her. Tough. She's managed to clone herself. Let's get rid of one of these Snufflepuffs off the map.
An imposter.
Times have been tough, big girl.
You got her the one that wasn't a secretary.
I sadly had to put her to work. All right.
That's great. And multiply.
Oh, dear Jesus.
If whoever is copying and pasting Snufflepuff onto the map could stop, please, that would be nice.
Oh, they're breeding like rad roaches. I knew you shouldn't let that corgi near her.
You might have to put them down.
I'm killing them as fast as whoever's creating them.
Look, she can't help it when she's in heat. There ain't really many places we can go get her fixed around here, alright? I'm just saying.
The doctor
there can only
to.
Be one Snufflepuff.
Elongated Snufflepuff from being half corgi.
The fallout has created a strange little dog that can reproduce asexually.
mitosis.
And it just threw up at me a fucking chihuahua. Like, of all the things.
Of course it would be.
This is when we find out Snufflepuff is like 300 years old.
Yeah. You're a childhood pet.
Oh, God.
It's like Pet Cemetery all over again.
All right, so everybody's in the reception.
Oh, no.
Not again.
Oh, man.
As I said, everybody is now in the reception.
Sorry, Cap. I'm not doing anything. It's someone else.
I'm drinking. I'm good.
Dr. Morin is wondering why you're standing at the doorway gormlessly staring at him.
Right, I think we should resupply, then deliver our gruesome package.
Billy, give him head.
And holds out the head in the bag.
Dr. Morin smiles widely as he sees you approach. Ah, you've returned.
Do I give this to you? And I just got her head like by the hair, like we didn't even put it in anything. It's no bag, no nothing. We've just been holding her by the hair the whole time.
Oh my god!
It's been a few days. It may have a few maggots, but I mean, this is what you wanted, right?
What the hell? This is not what I wanted. I mean, Jesus. All right, well, you certainly did the job, I guess.
And we did the job. Here we go. Here's the back sass.
This is useless. I can't do anything with this. I can't give you any treatments with this to work with. God damn. I mean, I might have been able to give one of you an intelligence upgrade with the brain matter, but it looks like one of you is shorter in the head.
Oh, that wasn't a bullet. That was dildo.
Good God damn. Yeah, this is... I mean, you certainly gained our trust by hunting her down, but... You've not exactly proven your intelligence here. Well, there's not much I can do with this.
Wait a minute. Are you implying that you were going to chop parts off of her and use them to make the upgrades for us?
Obviously.
Oh, I've played Elden Ring. I know how this is gonna go.
God, the crafting.
This sounds a bit fucked up.
Yes, I don't think... She was quite the fighter, or quite the shot, rather. So it wasn't possible
robots?
To bring her alive.
We got her gun. I mean,
well, thank you very much for hunting her down anyway. I guess some smaller reward is due to you for this, for that minor success, I guess. The doctor reaches down and brings up a wee pouch. A wee pouch is full of caps. He hands it to Winnegan. Inside is 175 caps for the return of the head of Alex.
Thank you very much for that.
Money works.
You could say you got a head in life.
Now, I did say that I can't really do anything with what you brought back, but
if
there is any member of your group that you're not too fond of, or if there is anything you want to get rid of, we can certainly give you some of those more advanced treatments, if you're willing to donate them to the cause.
Guys, I just got to say, I mean, I've been a very strong member of this crew. I'd like to say...
I've been in that laser pointer for a while now.
Luckily for Nurse Handy, Nurse Handy's not biological.
Are you saying you can make us asylum?
I mean, we had a lot of dogs a minute ago.
Oh, God. Tiny little chihuahua arms instead. I think I'm going to go negotiate some supplies for a moment.
I actually got a couple guns I want to get rid of, so you mind if I go with you, Winnegan?
Yeah, of course not. Let's go.
All right, no problem. So Dr. Morin seems to be under the impression that this is basically the end of the transaction. He turns away from you and starts getting back to his whatever paperwork he's working on at the other desk. And he lets you pass, and Winnegan and Billy Bob... head towards David at his little desk for supplies.
So is this desk also where like Snufflepuff works? Is like is she
this one?
She was like doing all the paperwork.
No, she wouldn't be trusted near the cash register.
Yeah, David didn't realize that she was hacking the computers.
That turns out she's brilliant.
All right, so you're back with David. Hello. Shame about Alex. Jeez, that's a bit gruesome.
I mean, do you want the head? I mean, he didn't really ever take the head. Do you
he
want it?
He did take the head.
He did take the head? Oh, yes. Okay. He just kind of seemed grossed out by it. It didn't seem like he wanted to touch it.
Yeah, he was inspecting it. He noticed that you'd shot it in the head. He's...
Yep, very well, then.
Well, I quite would like some blood packs and stim packs if you have any spare.
Not a problem. So, David has about 3 blood packs on his adventure that he can sell to you if you want.
And any stim packs?
The blood packs are... consumables. There we go. Blood packs. They're only going to cost you about 10 caps per pack. So what, you want all 3, that's 30.
Yep, sure.
Excellent. Stim packs. There's there. Stim packs, they are 50 per stim pack.
I'll take 2 of those.
All right, a couple of stim packs, so that's 130 you're at the moment.
Yep. I'm just marking it down as I go.
Excellent.
And I think the last thing I need is some ammo.
All right, some ammo, no problem.
Yes, I'd like to top up on laser ammo, specifically.
Excellent, so we're looking for fusion cells. 3 ammunition.
It's quite convenient, Billy Bob, that we're the only 2 that use ranged weapons, really. I don't think that they'll dominate and these reloaded.
Yeah, your fusion cells are going to be 3 per round. 3 caps per round.
Okay, so I'm going to take 20 then, which will be 60, right?
That's correct.
Oh, thank you for your business. That's all I need. Billy Bob, what did you require?
Well, I'm kind of getting a little loaded up here with all these guns. I don't need this 10mm pistol in ammo, nor this hunting rifle that was used by your old, I wouldn't say your old buddy, I don't know your relationship with her, but Alex shot me with this, so I really want to get rid of it because I'm still kind of getting pissed off about it just looking at it. So, do you mind taking them off my hands?
All right, excellent. So the hunting rifle, he's willing to give you 55 caps for that. 10mm pistol.
And all the...
About 30... Sorry?
Oh, and all the ammo with it.
Excellent. So about 30 caps for the pistol, another 55 for the rifle.
Well, I bought these 10mm rifle before, and I know they're worth 50 caps. That's what my...
Sheet. Yeah, he's willing to give you 55 for it.
The 10mm pistol? He was giving me
55. Oh, the 10mm pistol. Sorry, that's the rifle. No, the 10mm pistol, he's not willing to give you the 50 for it.
Well, you mind if I bought... Well, okay, so I've got 7. I got 20. No, actually, I got 16 10mm. Ammo. And 7 308. It says 84.
Tell when it comes what, to ammo, he's only willing to give you a cap per round for ammo.
Okay. Well, would I be able to persuade him to give me 400 for the lot? I could try.
55 and 30. And how much ammo have you got?
I've got 7 rounds of 308 and 16 rounds of 10mm.
All right, he's willing to give you 108 caps for all of that.
Yeah, weird. Okay.
I think 400 might be a bit of a swing.
Well, that's how much it would cost.
You're swinging well for that. Do you want to try and negotiate with him?
Free to buy it all. Because the cost is like 12. It says 12 bucks per round. No.
Yeah. Okay, so you're going to say 400. You're going to say, he's going to say 108 caps for all of that, and you're going to go 400.
I'll go 150 give me your best then. 400 Barton. If you're going to go 108, I'll give 150. I'm going to try and barter for 150.
All right, give me your best barter check. So charisma versus barter.
That is two successes.
That is two successes. That's excellent. Yeah. You know what? I think that's enough for you to get that field 150. Check you out. Yes, successfully bartered with David. He has agreed to give you 150 caps for the 10mm pistol, the hunting rifle, and the 308 ammo, and all your 10mm ammo.
I do appreciate it, David.
Absolutely no problem there, Billy Bob.
Do you have any attachments I could get? Maybe a long barrel for my railway rifle here?
I have never seen a gun like that in my life. I'm sorry.
Oh, damn. All right.
God damn, that is a monster, though.
It is.
That's what she said.
When again,
on there, quick, there, again. Yeah, he hasn't seen a railway rifle before. That's he's used to more like military grade sort of weapons rather than the bodged together stuff that you're using.
Oh,
you're selling the railway rifle?
Yeah, fucking no. Elitist.
No, he's looking for an attachment.
Gonna say,
what about an exchange? What could he offer you instead?
He's not looking to get rid of it, Carmen.
Yeah, he's not. He's looking to add on to it, to make it better.
Yeah, railway rifle is my bread and butter.
Yeah, David can't help you with that. He has, however, managed to get a box of railway pins from a nearby subway. If you want to buy some ammo for it.
Mm. All right. How much ammo do I actually have? I'm looking at it. Oh, I've got 12. I'll be good for now. Those are not cheap.
Okay.
We are looking quite flush for cash, to be honest. I'm not opposed to giving you some from the Griff Fund.
I got 12. We're good. I've got 350 caps.
Oh, then never mind. You can pay for your own shit.
I'm actually good.
You're extremely wealthy here. You're like, oh, I don't know that pin sticks.
No, I don't know if I can do that. Oh, I don't know if I can afford it. Oh, gosh.
Is anybody interested to know what he's saying is too much money?
Oh, it's like four caps or some shit?
Three.
It's one cap per pin.
One cap?
It's what?
No.
It's one.
Or is this one always?
I said it's one cap per spike.
It's one cap.
You dumbass. Hold on.
It says. Hold on. Yeah, it is one cap per railway spike.
I knew you were reading something wrong there.
I was.
I'm only willing to spell half a cap. No, a quarter.
Okay, 350 caps here. I'm not willing to spend five more to get five more bits of ammo.
Tightwad.
Is that all he's got? Five?
Yeah, I mean, they're pretty big.
I guess I'll buy it when again. My gosh. All right. I'll buy the five railway spikes. Would you take four caps for them?
Give me the barter check for that.
Oh, God. He's going to charge you like 10 after I failed. I just gave you 150 caps.
Watch him get a crit feel here.
I've got to do it now. I've just got to.
Oh, got another two successes there. You know, yes, you could have actually asked to get them for free if you wanted to. If I heard that. But yeah, no, he charges you another four caps.
All right, I'll give you the four. And also, it seems pretty shady to ask for fast for him for free after he just gave me 150 caps. I can't afford it.
Mm-hmm. All right, so Billy Bob's done his trading with David. Winnegan?
I'm quite content with what I've got. She'll yell over to the other two. Is there anything you like? Anything you need?
Armor?
Better than what you've got that would fit a super mutant? All right.
Yeah, I ain't got nothing that's going to fit that girl.
What about a robot?
Well, I don't
have,
think
like,
fitting...
a washing machine we can, like, remove the lid of and, like, put on her chest or something?
I do need something to cover my other tentacle. I think my left tentacle or right tentacle is.
They're arms. Oh, no, you do not have tentacles. They're arms. They're arms.
I see.
It's not hentai.
Not with that attitude, it's not.
Okay. So, yeah, I could, maybe some arm guards or...
And you think I'll do if you'll try hard enough.
Or thruster, or new thruster, give some physical damage.
Anything to upgrade the old medbot, then? I assume this hospital must have had some before the fall.
Yes, we have. Remember they took the arm off the one they had because the stupid one we had flamethrower and did unwanted laser again.
Ah, yes, I'd forgotten about that. Anything to upgrade the defective little droid we've got tagging along.
David gives a little hum and a haw. He's thinking to himself. He's saying, well, we do have our own Miss Handy nurse down the stairs.
A replacement?
Is it better than that stupid
one? We're not willing to trade the robot, but we can certainly check the supplies we've got for her, see if there's anything that we can use. He clicks a little button next to him in his wee microphone, and he speaks over a tannoy. He says,
Goliath? Goliath! Bring up them robot supplies.
And you'll wait.
Y'all know, y'all know the old maid, or... like, past time, or... What about BS? Do y'all know
Jesus Christ, where did you come from?
You're asking about...
me.
I'm going to go in this beanie chair.
The wheels
does
break
he, like,
instantly.
Crush, does he, like, crush it the second that she sits in it? Just...
Wee.
Alright, so after a few minutes, you hear the thumping steps of the massive Goliath as he barges through the doorway with a box in hand and his dick swinging between his knees.
Knees?
Oh,
damn,
big guy.
Okay.
What's going on, man? Hey.
He looks away bashfully from Billy Bob and puts the box down on the table.
Someone's as big as still Dominator.
I didn't think I'd be emasculated today, but here I am. How are you, big guy?
He just walks away, and he actually just walks straight back out. He leaves the box with David. And he leaves you to rummage around in it.
Travel in paradise.
I don't know if I'm going to be honest with you guys. I don't know if I'm going to touch that. He was walking kind of fast, and I saw it slap the underside of it, like, multiple times. And now I'm just kind of, I don't want to touch it. You guys.
Well, the bottom of the box is touching the floor anyway, so I think we're fine. Your boyfriend's dick cooties.
I mean, it was hitting it hard. It may have punctured the bottom. I may have touched whatever was in. Yeah, I'm just going to let y'all deal with that.
That's not the first time you've had to have that said, is it, Billy?
Yes, we don't really want to know if you punctured your bottom.
I have a lot of fuzzy memory before, and you guys are still scaring me with this talk.
All right, so inside the box, once somebody starts rummaging around in it, you do find some factory armor inside there. So it's a strange sort of off-yellow colour. And each part of it gives a energy resistance of 2. There's a main body part, a couple of different arm bits. There's even a little optic, a wee optic plate to help your little optic stock.
That'd be very handy.
Right.
So we do have the money, guys. How about a total makeover?
A total makeover? Well, you do already have some physical damage resistance on you.
I've already got some decent plate armor on my on my main chassis, but that eye armor you spoke about would be very handy. Let me just double check. arm armor. Yeah, the arm armors would be handy. If you got some thruster armor though, it'd be very good.
Yeah, because I was going to say, on all three of your arms, you've currently got two physical damage resistance. Would you like to trade in any of them for energy damage resistance?
Well, we did see a gold happy. Pop up at the start of this, so it might be yeah. best to stay physical.
I mean, I'm very happy keeping physical, I found, so far in this game. Not much energy coming my way.
Alright, so the thruster and the optics, you can get a couple of bits of armor for them, and that's going to cost you 20 caps a piece.
A worthy investment, yeah. I suppose.
Tougher robot, easier enemies.
Hmm.
Alright, excellent. So that's what we'll do. We'll put two energy damage resistance on both your optics and your thrusters.
Cool. I'll just pop that in.
I don't think that robot's going to be smart anytime soon.
No, no brain module advancements in here, but at least it'll be a little bit tougher. Won't need to save it so much.
It still gets stuck indoor, probably. It's pretty stupid.
Worth a bit more as well in the future.
Scrap metal.
Right. As for the arms that are sticking out of the box, all of them look pretty similar. You've got your standard laser pointer arm, your buzzsaw arm, which you've already got. One of them has a flamer on it, which you've had experience with.
Yeah.
There's one that you haven't seen before, and there's one that's actually just got a gun attached to it. It's got a 10mm pistol attached to it.
Yeah, kind of want that. How much is it?
That one's going to cost another 50 caps.
Are you certain that you want it? It isn't going to be like the flamethrower again, is it?
Yeah, it could be like the flamethrower again.
It will be a small gun skill that goes to it.
Yeah, exactly what I was checking. I'm not a very agile robot. I think
you
I'm...
Have a flamethrower at home.
I'm gonna skip
we can change your we can change your small gun special skill to perception, considering you're a robot rather than agility.
Isn't it luck usually?
Then perception.
Luck for
work.
Small guns, not for small guns. No.
What is it supposed to be?
It's supposed to be either agility or perception.
Okay, I'll change that then.
If you had it based on luck this entire time.
All my weapons were on luck, just as a baseline.
Why are all your weapons on luck?
What is energy weapons supposed to be?
Energy weapons is supposed to be perception.
It's been locked this entire time.
Yeah.
Oh. No wonder you've been so...
Wait, where's large guns?
To be fair, you've been alright with your laser weapon. Your laser weapon's been pretty decent.
Son of a bitch. It could have been better, though.
Yeah, it's going to be better. It should have been better anyway.
But yeah, now we've had a bit of a skill... sesh. Yeah, no, that gun all of a sudden looked quite appealing because, yeah, my perception is my highest one. So.
Very well. What are you replacing it with? Your buzzsaw? What are you replacing with it? Your buzzsaw? Your laser pointer?
I have three arms.
Yeah, he doesn't have to replace anything. He has only got the buzzsaw and the laser pointer so far.
Fair enough.
Yeah, remember he lost his flamer.
50 caps, you said?
Yeah, so 50, 40 for the two. Body parts, I guess I could call them.
Right,
so yeah,
we'll
90 altogether.
We'll take them all.
Alright, I'm another 90 caps to David, and yeah, so the team spends a wee while in the hospital. I guess we could say that you're offered place in the barracks tonight, so everybody's just going to get themselves the perks of rest, so everybody just, if you've got to heal up, heal up. And during the time that you've got there, everybody just gets to resting, gets to feeding themselves, and gets to repairing the robot and replacing certain parts of it. So robot's looking a bit weird at the moment. It's got like a yellow eye stalk and yellow thrusters, and the rest of it's that weird sort of grey material that the nurse handies are usually outfitted with. And he's also got a bright yellow gun attached to him, a 10mm pistol.
What we do now, then?
Well, we still need to find that other doctor, right? The one of the ecotech stuff. Although I don't quite remember where he was from here.
Yeah, so the mission, if you'll remember, is that you're looking to get to the town. It's called Junkerton City, I believe. That's what Cartman named it. And you've got one more stop on your map on the way to this city, and that is the successful navigation of a sewer system.
Oh, we got to go down the shit tube.
Right. Suppose that's our next place to go.
Do the poop shoot.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so cue the sun rising music.
House of the Rising Sun.
House of the Rising Sun. I'm not sure if that's the one, but... The usual one in cartoons.
Da, da, da.
I deal with idiots.
But yes, you're just going to be retracing your steps here. You're going to be going past that subway that you went past previously and onward through the old city ruins to the entrance of the sewer system. Now, what I'm going to do... So we're not going to make it that easy for you. Getting to the sewer system through the old city. It's been an entire night. Things may have changed out there. Let's see if we can just set you up with a wee random Commonwealth encounter.
I got the feeling there's going to be more Baileys. Apparently not.
More of me.
Well, I think we've done that one before, haven't we?
We've done it.
Yes, we have. All right, my little random encounter has given us random encounters we've already seen before, so that was dogs. But let's try that again, my wee random encounter.
Oh, there's a dead body in the corner.
Who's that?
Considering we burned him, I'm kind of scared of the fact that we're seeing him right now.
Anyone smell bacon?
Yes, you do walk past where you left Ivor to burn, and his flesh still has stinking up the outside of the subway.
No, let him cook.
Bevy will just walk through it and step on his skull.
All right, there we go. That's a slightly better random encounter coming up here. Weirdly enough, after doing all these robot repairs, as you're passing by the subway that you left old Ivor in to burn, some strange beeping and whirring is coming from the alleyway to the side of it. And before you're able to react, you see three floating robots that look very familiar.
Hey friends, how's it been? How's your day going?
And look, we can get more parts for you.
Coming up today for the robot.
I get the feeling we can be friendly to these ones.
I have a weird feeling we can't be.
You never know. We could try.
See if I can find the icons for these chaps.
I mean, if we just sit around and talk long enough, eventually the DM will actually find the things he's looking for.
Yes, Talk about yourselves.
Like, I'm such a teacher trying to find the wrong code.
It would almost be a good idea to have a tokens page.
I do have a tokens page. That's the problem. I'm negotiating with my tokens page right now. There's no fucking picture for it. It's just a token. Ah, crappy token system. Alright, okay. Well, at least it's got the character sheet for them. So,
Mr. Gutsy.
Three Mr. Gutsy style military grade Mr. Handy units come out of an alleyway, beeping and whirring, and
oh my gosh, they're floating gold coins that say Mr. Gutsy on them. This is terrifying.
And they say,
"Training program initiated. State your purpose, citizen."
Okay, can I walk up to them and say, yeah, our purpose is to guard this area under Section 6 under the Defence Act Pact.
Oh, we're all fucked.
Are we literally letting the robot that can't really lie go lie for us?
Mr. Gutsy says to the other one,
"Section is guarded, prepare for combat."
Uh,
We're on patrol. Hey, we're on patrol too. Don't listen to that thing. It's kind of defective. We're on patrol. Don't worry.
I didn't get the speech check, so I'm going to have to just dart out there quite quick. Back out.
Defective guard units detected. Proceed to destroy.
Hey, you can destroy that one, but not the rest of us.
Yeah, we brought a dysfunctional one.
Non-hostile civilian in area.
So that's working towards.
Yeah, the best people to do the talking for us is the super mutant and the robot. Yeah, this is great. We're gonna do
the third one says to the other two.
Defective unit has taken civilians hostage. Take care.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
I don't know about y'all, but it sounds like we're in the clear. Let's just keep going.
We'll just drag him behind us, repair him later. It'll be fine.
Not the best person to talk now, Billy. Fuck you.
Exactly, Gertrude. You can do anything you put your mind to.
Yay.
When again, she literally hauls around a giant dildo.
And?
Touché.
Killed more people with it than you have.
Oh.
Don't knock it till you've tried it.
What?
As you're talking, you start to hear the hum of the weapons charging inside the Mr. Gutsy units.
Something like that conversation.
We just walking past.
Can I, like, just preemptively strike and, like, gunslinger out my 44 pistol?
You walked up to them. You're not. You're in front of us. It'll meet you.
But, shit. Oh, thanks. Now you meet my tag.
You're not getting out of this one.
Okay. So,
all three raise pistols and shoot at Nurse Handy.
But I asked if I could preemptively, like, quick draw my 44 pistol. If I could roll.
I think that, given that you did say that you're going to get the first move here, as they're raising their guns.
I get first move.
And they all have the gun attachment.
I say all this and I'm like, going to do a horrible roll. That's a crit success.
Yeah, that's two successes, mate. So, yeah, you've quick drawed your 44 pistol. You've managed to roll a 2 and a 10. That's two successes. You're going to roll that damage for me, please.
Absolutely. Okay, nope, it's my 44. That is 5 damage.
3 physical damage with a vicious effect on 2 of them. So that's, yeah, we're going for 5. We're going to say that is a crippling hit. And where did you hit it? You hit it in the... Oh, Jesus, what does that say? Hit location. Somebody read that out. What does it say?
Right leg.
Right leg, excellent. So you've managed to knock off its buzzsaw attachment. It cannot use melee attacks now. And it's down to... How much health is it? There we go. Down to 10. Brilliant. Fantastic. That's a good first shot. Everybody give us your initiative scores.
Yeah.
Oh, Cartman again.
You're just gonna have to ride in there 11 like you did last time, Cartman.
Unfortunately, these Mr. Guts units were all on the way to getting ready to attack. Plus, they have a really high initiative score.
Really high, really low.
Really high. And so every one of them is shooting at Nurse Handy. With robot precision, it looks like every one of them has hit you.
I don't think you can use the term robot precision because of the accuracy rate of our Nurse Handy robot.
No, really can't.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
Outliers have been counted, I think.
Dude, I'm just like saluting the Nurse Handy as I watch you get obliterated.
It's going to depend where they hit. It depends where they hit.
Yeah, I've done a whole load of rolls here, so we've decided that he's going to be taking 4, 5, and 4 physical damage.
That's great.
This is to the torso and left arm, which, okay. Fortunately, he's got a nice little bit of armor on, don't you?
I was going to say, which one's going to the right arm, though?
Left arm.
Yeah, left arm.
The left arm's the 5 physical damage.
Fuck. I don't know what my max HP for an arm is. That's 3 on the arm, okay. The torso ones, they don't the other two fours. I just...
I'll have a look for you. Right, so your main body, you're actually going to take just 2 points of damage to your main body. As a lot, the sparks go off as the bullets just ping off of your body's armor. And on the first arm, so you're taking 4 damage in total. Now, who was it you were hiding behind?
I'm in front. Everyone said I was in front.
He said he walked up to them to go talk to them.
Excellent. So you didn't actually manage to get away from them to hide behind them.
No.
It's directly behind you.
Winnegan. Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. Not again.
Not Winnie.
Okay, there's 2 people here taking strays. Winnegan takes 1 point of damage. A ricochet just sort of bumps into her armor in the shoulder. And, Billy Bob as well, you're taking 1 hit of damage here.
Oh, shit!
As bullets start ricocheting off of her armor.
Well, at least the upgrades did something to help out.
So, Nurse Handy's still looking good. Everybody is still looking good. Looks like you've got a good tank in front of you if you're taking bullets. Anyway, next up on the line, I think, Winnegan, you're going to be first on the... Yes, yep, it's Winnegan. Winnegan and Beverly have the same, so you can decide between yourselves, who goes first.
Go first.
Right, I'm going to load up an extra fusion cell into the rifle and go for a double.
Excellent. 2 ammo, extra crank. Go on, crank it, yes. You only need 1 success. They are right in front of you. There's no cover at the moment for them.
An extra dice.
Yep, roll the damage with an extra damage dice. 7 energy damage.
14
one of them's piercing, so yeah, you're ignoring any armor there. Are you hitting the one that Billy Bob already shot, or are you going for another one?
I'm going for the one he already shot. Let's get through these as quick as possible.
Fantastic, excellent. So let's see, you hit it. You hit it dead center. You've actually put a hole into it, and it's leaking. Let's call it motor oil. It's got the bleeding effect on it, whatever that equivalent is for a robot.
Well, on to you then.
Beverly, what can you do to a robot, do you think?
One toward basically chat. I thought she was charging up a punch.
She's gonna try and punch the robot.
What she can fucking do, except from getting a shotgun, but she go to for the punch. Charging up, screaming, ah!
Yep, roll that punch for me. Yeah, that was just a melee damage, weapon damage you done there. You didn't roll a punch. You want me to help you out there?
Yeah, can do, because I'm not used to this one. But I'm still used to playing as bloody...
Alright, so we're using the unarmed. So if you just press, you know how in the skills section there you've got unarmed at the bottom? If you just hit unarmed and then submit, it'll come up like this. It'll give you a target. Yep, target 14. Yeah, and 3 successes. So you have successfully managed to punch a robot. Where did you punch it?
Center mass.
Yeah, so you're just punching this robot center mass. Roll for me. The melee damage, so if you hit that little dice on the middle of the combat section just above your armor, and what you want to do is you want to add an additional 2 dice. Alright, yes. You've actually managed to crack the shell of this robot with 1 punch, and it starts leaking the same sort of strange oil that the first one did as well. Fantastic. Yeah. Beverly punch. Well done there.
1 punch, Beverly.
It is. Managed to very quickly injure 2 Mr. Gutsy units. Who's next? It is. Fuck, where'd my cue go? There it is there. Alright, we've got the... Nurse Handy gets to react now.
Cool. So... There's 2 Mr. Gutsies, and they're both bleeding oil, you say?
Yes.
So as I'm the closest out of the group, can I try to do a critical damage by igniting the oil and causing us a little explosion.
That's an interesting idea. How are you going to ignite that oil?
I have a laser pointer.
Alright, this is going to be... I'm going to say that if you roll the damage for... If you roll the attack for me for the laser pointer, if you get two successes, I'll allow you to ignite it. If you get one success, it's just going to be a regular hit.
And in that case, right. I'm going to burn two dark. Well, so I get four dice if I'm right then.
Yeah, well, I mean, roll it first before you decide to burn that luck.
Oh, so yeah. So yeah.
Yeah, so that's a 13 and a 17. You've managed to fail on both of those, so you will have to burn two luck.
I will burn two luck, but I do want to do it.
Too late for me to run away.
No, this will ignite, I promise. Famous last words.
Alright, you managed to hit the robot with your laser pointer, well done. However, the oil did not ignite. Can you roll the damage for me, please?
That does not work. One sec, roll damage, submit.
Your sheet is still fucked. We should probably get you a new sheet.
Yeah, we really should, yeah.
Yeah, so I can't do the damage, like, can you... Like I said,
that's alright, I've got you here. Don't worry. So, laser pointer, damage. You do 4 damage to this. So you do still kill it. That's one of them down. It's just not on fire like you wanted it to be.
That's cool. I wanted an explosion and take both of them out, but oh well. I got killed.
Alright, two robots left. Gertrude, Billy Bob, and Snufflepuff. You're up.
Pain train.
Gertrude runs straight into one of them.
Oh, miss me, thank God.
Knowing
Gertrude, she used me as a battering ram.
Strength athletics. Boop. And. Oh no, only one success. Okay.
Well, I mean, you're right next to it now, although you didn't do any damage to it.
Dominator.
She brings down the hammer.
Oh shit.
And she entirely misses the Mr. Gutsy unit.
Gertrude is
going to use. Do you have a luck point to use? Only two? Nice. Okay, go for it. Do you want to just one or two?
Both.
Both?
I basically redo the roll, basically.
Alright, okay.
Ha!
Yeah, so you managed to crit success this time using your luck. Well done there. Roll that damage for me.
Got him on the flick back.
I get the feeling this is going to crack this Mr. Gussie right in half. Yes, I am correct. That is a massive blow to this Mr. Gussie.
Destroying his guts.
Yes. These are surprisingly lightly armoured Mr. Gussie units. You just, you tear. In fact, let's see, what do you do?
I punch him.
If it's the leg, I'm going to say you tear off two of them. Right arm, yeah. So you just blast through two of its, as Cameron would say, tentacles, and rip them straight off. This one in the middle only has the buzzsaw left to use, and that's what... Oh yeah, so it's like, it's in death's door. That's a very low HP it's got now. Billy Bob and Snufflepuff, do you think you can finish off one of these Mr. Gussies?
Alright, Snufflepuff. Go in there, make Daddy proud. And I'll let Snufflepuff go in there and use her knife and jump and attack. There's only one left, isn't there? Or is it just...
No, there's two left. Okay. The one in front of Gertrude and the one in front of Beverly.
Okay, she is going to attack the one in front of Gertrude.
She runs, zigzags towards the target, jumps onto Gertrude's shoulder, uses it to launch off at the Mr. Gutsy unit, and drags a knife across its armor, successfully hitting it. Roll the damage for me. Hope that Snufflepuff kills this robot. She does.
Four damage.
Snufflepuff. Like, anime fucking action scene here. She just...
Fatality.
Yeah. She tears armor apart with her teeth. She gets inside it. She takes out its core and bites it as if she's biting its heart right in front of its optic unit.
At first I'm shocked, and then I go, hell yeah! That's
God
my girl!
Snuffle, what a kill. Okay. Billy Bob, how do you react to this?
He's like jumping up and down, and like he's giddy. He's very giddy. He's like, hell yeah! Guys, you see that? You guys see that? You guys are all battle-worn at this point. I'm like, oh. Oh, God.
Okay, nobody's battle-worn yet. It's only been one round so far.
I don't know.
It's a very successful battle.
our nurse handy got pretty fucked up. Yeah.
Just a slight misunderstanding.
Oh, God. Did you guys see? That was fucking awesome. Whoa. Hell yeah. Well, Daddy's going to take care of the other one. And then I'm going to take my railway rifle and I'm going to shoot it. Oh, wait. Hold on. Let me do the math here. Okay. I'm going to move. I can't move my character for some reason, but I'm going to make sure that I only have a line of sight on the Mr. Dusty and no one else is in the way. I'll do that first before I shoot. Then once I make sure everybody's out of the way, am I able to do that cap? That movement action that get me to where no one's in the way?
Yes. You won't be able to aim anything specific, but on the Mr. Guts unit, but yes. You can shoot at the Mr. Guts unit from there.
Okay. And I'm going to shoot on your rifle. That is a crit success.
Crit success. That's a one you just rolled there, so that's a definite hit. You're not gonna be accidentally getting anyone involved in that one.
And I've got plus one attack die for my laser sight. Was that just plus one attack die, or did I have it like with only close range? Couldn't remember.
No, you get the plus one attack die on that, don't worry.
That is, oh, 9 physical damage.
Yeah, so this railway spike just goes straight through the Mr. Gutsy, pinning what appears to be a very vital unit of the Mr. Gutsy onto the wall outside the subway entrance. The Mr. Guts unit just sort of whirls around for a couple of seconds before crashing to the ground, limp.
Hey. Told you, girl. Daddy'd take care of the other one.
Alright, Tuka, you just roboted for me there. What did you say?
I said another one bites the dust.
Discord is getting really fucking bad now.
Yeah, it was the internet tonight.
Yeah. Well, that seems like a good place to end it there. We did a little bit of hospital drama and got some items exchanged, and there was a random encounter with some Mr. Gutsy units that could have went a little bit better had the robot just stuck with the program and not tried to lie to them.
Hey, that was my master plan.
All right, so we'll see you all next time.